this is a dictation for patient Lakia William, LAKYAWILLIAMS. Date of birth 10/4/94. Date of accident is 9/5/2023. Date of service is 10/5/2023. Patient reports of chief complaint of headaches, ear ringing, pain in the shoulder, arm and hand, numbness of the left side, chest pain, hip pain, back and neck pain, and muscle spasm and headaches. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that occurred on 9/5/2023 as follows. Patient was traveling as a resident driver at 6 a.m. on 9/5/2023 in Toyota RAV4. She had her kids and niece in the back seat and passenger seat. The patient was driving eastbound on 12 Mile Road and was turning right to on 3rd Telegraph. Going south, the other car was turning right, turn and hit into their driver's side, into the front bumper. The patient states that a niece, 11-year-old, is okay. Older daughter, 6-year-old, is okay. And a younger kid was in the back seat is also okay. And they were hit by an unknown car at 40 miles an hour, approximately. She was not wearing a seatbelt, and airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The car was damaged to the front on the driver's side, but not total. Impact, there was no direct impact or trauma. Patient states she did not hit into any hard surfaces like console or seatbelt holder or steering wheel. She reports of having a hitting into the headrest and possibly some chest pain due to the seatbelt injury. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting of headaches that are present moderately from scale of 1 to 10, they are 9, mostly to the left temple and front and back. They are off and on, sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise. And they are not associated with nausea, but no vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of PBI, patient reports of dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, nausea, blood vision, and spots in the vision. Denies any taste problem, smell problem, denies any facial paralysis or any sensation problem in the face, TMJ problem, none. No history of any loss of consciousness, seizures, no loss of balance of equilibrium, no incontinence in the urine bowel. In addition, patient reports of weakness and lethargy, fatigue, anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance. Reports of numbness of the right arm and some weakness in the right arm. She reports of ringing in the ear. Pain in the neck is around 7, and pain in the lower back is 10. There is some radiation of pain to the right arm involving 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th finger. Some pain is reported in the right shoulder, 1 or 2, on a scale of 1 to 10. No other symptoms are reported. Regarding the pain, pain is present continuously as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, and tiring. The intensity of the pain is from 7 to 8, and ADLs are reported affected is 7 to 8 also. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, driving, and improved by nothing. You can sleep for 6 hours. You can walk reasonably okay without any adaptive device. Sitting and standing is also okay without any adaptive device. So far, the patient has had x-rays on the day of emergency. Room was visited on the day of accident at Beaumont Hospital, which did some x-rays. She has been referred from her chiropractic doctor, Mustafa, for an evaluation. She has had tense unit, acupuncture, she has got the braces. No other treatment is being afforded. In the medical history, please mention respiratory disease, bronchitis, shortness of breath. In heart disease, chest pain, irregular heartbeat. In the neurological disorder, back pain, neck pain, which probably is from the current accident. Dizziness. Headaches and weakness paralysis of the arms, according to her, is all just current. And she has psychiatric postpartum depression. Post surgical history, none. Allergies to the medication, none. Family history, mother is alive, no medical problem. Father is alive, he died. He had a paralysis after a motor vehicle accident. Three siblings, one brother, two sisters are completely okay, no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is single, and she has got three kids, 6 year, 5 year, 3 year old. Employment, patient is a licensed beautician for hair, and she is unemployed due to the pain right now. Disability, no disability has been filed by this patient. Legal history, patient has Ernest Friedman as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Regarding the ADL, patient reports, as of now, the personal hygiene, bathing, walking, running, writing, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, and ability to lift dinner plate is affected 10. Dialing a phone is affected 6. Physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 130 over 90, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'1", weight is 150. 29-year-old African-American female of a average build and nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clinical anemia. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain cases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Has a good attitude and demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal, and patient can walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination is from template, including neurological and musculature examination. And all normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is no spine tenderness is noticed. Hypertonicity none. Range of motion of the neck is a cervical spine. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign was positive, Lerman test was positive, distraction test was not done, Sotoval test was negative. For the sixth, spine loose test and slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test was negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees, contralateral leg raise test is positive, Bregard test is negative. Camp test is negative. And Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, the left sacroiliac joint is trended, and Faber test and Gonsalin test are found positive for the left SI joint. But standing flexion test, iliac compression test, or is negative. This flexion test is negative. Extremities examinations. The right upper extremity has a motor power of 4/5 with a slight weakness and poor grip. Right shoulder has a normal range of motion. On inspection, it appears normal, and range of motion is normal, 280 degrees of abduction. And the Hawken Kennedy test is negative. Near test, speed test is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Examination of the hand and wrist does not reveal any carpal tunnel compression tests. Terminal sign and phalanx sign are negative. Median nerve is not compressed. The rest of the wrist and hand is completely normal with no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture. Color of the skin is normal. Angulation deformity is negative. Sensations and circulation is intact. The patient is walking pretty reasonably, sitting okay, standing okay. There is no history of any hip or knee problems. Treatment in the past, patient has seen Dr. Mustafa only 6 visits and returning his treatment. Ernest. Diagnosis. V89.2 X60, Z79.891, CNS R51, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90 XA. M79.2 in nerves, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0. Pain in the right shoulder, M25.511. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12. Thoracic spine, 54.09, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16. S33.5 XXA, sacroiliac spine, S33.5 XXA, M46.1, M53.3 on the left side. Plan of care for Luckia Williams is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows: physical therapy and acupuncture and chiropractic treatment with massage is ordered, traction, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise. They've been discussed. The patient is disabled for work, housework replacement. Medications, patients provided following non-narcotic medication. Naproxen 500 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Aloe Vil 50 mg at night for pain, sleep, and GAD disorders. Taxol 10 mg 3 times a day, muscle relaxer. Lidocaine gel 4% for topical pain relief. Also, patients provided with Neurontin or Gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for headaches. Theoricet 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache. Tylenol with codeine number 3 is provided every 12 hours, 50 tablets for pain relief. Then non-pharmacological modality, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry is not needed, but if patient has extreme depression, anxiety, like she has a postpartum depression, she might like to see a referral to psychiatry, no problem there, and we will provide the referral. Fitness skill program, yes. Review of the available MRIs, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, a left sacroiliac joint injection can be carried out in few months time if the physical therapy chiropractor has not helped the pain. MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine has been ordered, and once the reports come, the treatment will be modified. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker is yes according to the patient choice. Patient brought this caseworker with them. Past medical records, none are existing, except the hospital record that have been ordered to be released. Investigations. MRI of the cervical spine, MRI of the lumbar spine has been ordered without contrast to identify pathology. DME. Patient is provided with a back brace, neck brace, cervical traction device, and a TELS unit for help with the with her symptoms and healing. Education is yes. Weight loss program not warranted. Follow visit, yes. 15 days, direct contact. Yes. Thank you.